Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon. Greetings and welcome once again to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me today is our presenter, Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions, Cornelius Bartlett. Cornelius, how are you doing today, sir?
Jason, I'm great. And I want to say greetings to all of our listeners.
Wonderful. So just to tell us a little bit about Corbar Business Solutions, you're located in number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters Christchurch. I understand it's about 100 meters east. To the east of the Oysters Municipal Complex, if you want to call it that, the police station and so on.
That's
and
right.
You're upstairs, I understand.
Yes.
And you can be reached at the telephone numbers 428-9611, 428-9611, or
420-5717.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I also understand you can be reached via social media, that is Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, even LinkedIn, all using one keyword, Corbar Biz, CorbarBiz. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I want to drop in here also, you can look at our web presence at Corbar Online, C-O-R, don't forget the R, B-A-R, online.com.
Excellent, CorbarOnline.com.
That's right. And on that note, you know, that is exactly what we are about at Corbar. We like to make things as easy as possible for you.
Yes.
You take the headache out of whatever it is that we offer you.
Indeed. So you avoid mistakes that lead to failure. And speaking about failure, I understand today's topic that we'll be covering is reasons for early failure in business. I know you're passionate about this and you want to share your experiences, your wisdom, so that people who are entering into business can avoid those early failures. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
For sure. You know, I do a bit of business consultancy and coaching. I would like to do more, but time is not permitting right now, but I'm hoping that I can get more into consultancy and the coaching. I really, really love it because I'm extremely passionate about business and I'm extremely passionate about people and seeing people succeed in every area. And business, of course, is one of the areas that I have an interest in. I can tell you, Jason, that you'll be shocked to know that the reason why people fail in business, I know there are lots of stats going around that 95% of businesses fail within the first year and yada, 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 yada. And everybody just makes these statements and nobody says why. And that's why I have a different approach to these topics, because people usually tell you what you're bad at, what you're not doing right, but they're not saying why. Let me just first of all say that about 97% of those businesses that fail were fantastic ideas. Let me say that. So if you have a business that you failed in, I want to tell you that 99% of me telling you that that business was most likely a fantastic idea. But the reason you fail and the reason why people the world over 97% of the times fail is because of these two things: lack of discipline and lack of vision.
Wow. Those two factors alone.
Yeah, those two factors alone. And I would invite anyone to challenge me on that, because I spend, outside of business and the other things that is considered important, I spend a lot of time meditating and thinking about these things. And I'm telling you that when I look at the amount of failures in business, they shouldn't be. But this is not being pessimistic. Unfortunately, a lot of human beings do not have the discipline that is required to take their business from startup to success. Discipline, you will never have enough money. So a lot of people will say, but you know, I was undercapitalized. It doesn't matter. Everybody who's ever started a business has been undercapitalized. But the important thing is that you need to take that little bit of capital you have, and if you can apply the discipline that is required to that capital, you will have the steering power and the grip to get over the line to the area of success or the area of survival.
Wow.
Yeah, it is something I feel passionate about. I really want to encourage people who are hearing my voice not to see yourself as a failure because your business closed down. What has happened is that you probably did not have within your system the level of discipline and two, the vision that is required. If you can keep the vision of what you want to achieve sharp in front of you, you will see that you will go places. When my son was a little boy, you know, my son was a cricketer. And I remember when he was about 4 or 5 years old, I knew that he was interested in cricket. And you know what I did? I bought a West Indies flag and I had it hung up in his bedroom. Big, massive West Indies flag. So that every day he got up, he would see. And he went really far in cricket, but he actually moved now into business and he's now getting ready to go off to college. But he went really far in cricket, captained both teams of both his primary and secondary school, did tours to England and all that. But the point of the matter is that anything that you want to achieve, one, you must have that visualized daily. And two, you must have the discipline that will take you over the line to survival and success.
Well, you've got me thinking, and when you really do think about it, there's myriad of reasons why businesses don't make it, especially early in their life. But it really does boil down to those two factors: lack of
Listen,
discipline and lack of vision.
let me interrupt you there and say this, right? That there are not many reasons. There are many symptoms why people fail in business, but there are a very few fundamental reasons. And two of them is the same discipline and the lack of vision that I just mentioned there just now.
Thank you so much for going into that with us. That's so true. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about a few of the items, because there's so many things that CoreBar Business Solutions offers to the business community. And I wanted you to talk to us today about ticketing systems, stamps, shredders, and point of sale accessories. Before we get to our favorite part, the personal encouragement at the end of this episode. So let's go over, if you will, ticketing systems. What do you mean by ticketing systems?
Okay, well, first of all, let me say that every product we sell is not based on selling the product, but selling a solution. So in order to determine what we are going to sell, we first start with the problem. You have a problem with people queuing up in lines or coming somewhere where they need to go and sit, and then somebody loses their turn and then you have a fight or you have a quarrel, even if not a
I was
fight.
in line before you. You boy in front of me. That sort of thing.
That's right. Now, the way to solve that problem or that issue is to implement or to install a ticketing system. And the ticketing system is a quite simple piece of equipment. You have a screen that is controlled via remote control by a controller, which would be some staff member of the institution. And then you have a ticketing dispenser. So tickets are numbered in order. So you have one, two, three, four, it goes up. So when your number shows on the screen, you just simply proceed to the counter to do your business. So that is as simple as it is. So a ticketing
So,
system can solve your issue with queuing. And we supply both private and public sector companies. Quite a few of our ticketing systems are there already on the market. But if you have an issue with queuing, do not suffer or cause your customers to actually get into wars. Give us a call and let us hook you up with a ticketing system.
I know quite a few businesses that could still use what you have to offer in that area. So maybe we'll have a chat after this episode and talk about it. So I'm not necessarily talking about stamps, yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the stamp. You do like self-inking stamps?
Yes, because again, we have these stamps that are now the Formula One cars. You know, back in the day, it was literally a rubber stamp, and you had a stamp pad, and you had a ticket stamp pad, and
Oh my
those
goodness.
are now pretty much the donkey car of the stamp world. I remember I said earlier that when I mentioned donkey, it's outdated. When I'm talking in Formula One now. So we are in the era of offering you self-inking rubber stamps. Our self-inking rubber stamps come in three colors. You can get red, blue, or black. And they come in a variety of sizes. So people sometimes call and ask, like, how much would a stamp cost? That's like asking me how much a house will cost without telling me what rooms or how many bathrooms you want.
Exactly.
Our stamp making process is quite simple. We have it perfected down to a science. We literally produce self-inking rubber stamps in basically 30 minutes. So once you send to us via email, we send back a mockup of what it looks like. You basically say approve, you can come in half hour and collect your stamps. And you could be a school, a government office, a law firm, it doesn't matter, a doctor's office. Any application for which you have a stamp, you can come to us for that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that fast. I thought it was like a day-long process.
Actually, it gets faster than that. I've had a person coming to go to the airport. They had to open a bank account. They needed a stamp and they are panicking and sweating. And we put the stamp in their hands in 5 minutes.
Oh,
We have a digital computerized stamp making system, you see? But we
right.
can do it in 10 minutes, but we promise the market 30 minutes.
30 minutes. You cover yourself, so in case they get in 20 minutes, you're under promising and over delivering. So that's
That's right.
wonderful.
That's it.
Wonderful. So with the time we do have left, let's talk a little bit about shredders and your point of sale accessories. I mean, it seems obvious to my ears, but maybe we should just spell out what you mean by shredders and what you have on offer at CoreBar Business Solutions.
Okay, we are in a very dangerous time where people are always trying to steal somebody's identity and information. So you don't want your information hanging around. You want to put your very secure documents, your very sensitive documents, you want to put them through a shredder to be shredded. And not just shredded, but shredded where they are shredded small. So we have the latest in cross-cut shredders. We have a shredder that you can put 150 inside of a compartment, close the lid, and walk away, and it shreds at its own pace.
So you don't have to stand sheet by sheet or two
Nope.
sheets at a time
Nope.
and hope for it to feed through and not get stuck. You just put them in there and it
Put them in
just does the
there,
job.
150
Wow.
sheets, and walk away. And it's one of our more popular shredders because it saves a lot of time. You cannot jam it because obviously, if it is put in on its own, it does it the correct way. A lot of people destroy shredders because they put in the documents lopsided, and then you have a 5-sheet shredder that turns to a 10-sheet, and you break the gears. But that's a different topic for a different time. I want to let's just move on quickly on to our point of sale accessories. Well, you know from our previous program that we sell point of sale systems, but we also sell the accessories. So if you want a barcode printer, a barcode scanner, you want to get a receipt printer, an Android terminal, a Windows terminal, all of these accessories, cash drawers, all of these accessories we sell individually.
So basically, based on your budget and your requirements at the time, you can scale it correctly based on the need at the time in the business.
That's right. And you don't have to worry about knowing anything. Let me put it this way. At Cobalt Business Solutions, we want to make you so comfortable. You don't have to worry about not knowing. You don't have to come to us with any knowledge. You just come to us and we're going to treat you like if you're family. We like to baby and pamper and spoil our customers, honestly. I have a wonderful team. I must say I'm very proud of my team at Cobalt. I have an amazing team. I have a very amazing and brilliant young manager, and she is managing a brilliant team. And I think that I've been blessed by God with this team that I have right now at Cobalt Business Solutions. Remember, our numbers are 428-9611, 420-5717. Our social media presence is Cobalt Biz, CORBALBIZ Biz. And our web presence is CobaltOnline.com. That's CORBALOnline.com.
I'm sure with hiring some of the best staff in the country, and shout out to the team at Carbar Business Solutions, hiring them has allowed you as the owner to make time, because now you're not just the chief cook and bottle washer as you were in the early days. You're able to find time to pause, think. I understand that. We want to focus on that for our personal encouragement today, finding time to relax and think. Tell us a little bit more about that, Cornelius.
One of the things that you find about life is that things have become so hectic and so stressed out that a lot of human beings do not get the chance to think, whether it's thinking about your family life or thinking about business. Your thought, your brain, your mind, that's prime real estate. And I want to encourage you to not just find the time, but make the time to think. And in those moments when you think are those moments when you are going to get your greatest levels of inspiration that will transform not only your life, your health, your family, but also your business. Stop and make time to relax and think and do it
Right.
today.
So, how do you find time to relax and think, or make time, as you say?
What I do is I set some very strict parameters. So, for example, believe it or not, people see me as this high-power businessman, but the truth of the matter is that I do not do work on weekends. I don't work on weekends. So, when you see Friday, I do my somersaults and I say, thank God it's Friday, like anybody else, like an employee.
Wow.
And I literally unplug for weekends. I put a heavy premium on family life. So I make sure that at night I'm available for my children and grandchildren. I have two grandsons now. I also make sure that I use the weekend for recreation. So, for example, I'm in love with the sea, always was. I grew up in a fishing village there in Silver Sands. I'm in love with the sea, so I spend a lot of time at the beach. One of the reasons I bought a truck was I love going off-road. Very relaxing, the kind of views you get. Barbados is a very beautiful place.
It
Again,
is
finding
indeed.
time to do that. And last but not least, finding time to engage God. See, going to church for me, I look forward to that time on Sunday mornings where even though I preach as well and I teach, I look forward to the time where I'm being preached to, when I'm being taught, because in those moments, I get to actually not just be the cook, but I get to be the person enjoying the meal. And I will say
Excellent.
this to people, right? I know there's a lot of talk about churches and church leaders who want money and all this kind of thing. Listen, you'll be much better off even if you go and give offerings and tithes and so on. You could multiply that by three or four because the value you get in churches on Sunday mornings, I mean, the kind of motivation and the inspiration and the encouragement and the phenomenal messages you get in pulpits all across the earth on Sunday mornings is absolutely amazing. And I would encourage anybody to pour your money. I am not trying to push or promote any church. You are better off spending your money in church than spending it in a bar. I'm not trying to put bar people out of business, but I'm saying to you that all the alcohol you're drinking to feel better, all of the food that you're making yourself fat with, the overeating of all the sweet sugars and all that, take that money and try to support a church to keep it open because churches serve up excellent health meals every Sunday morning, on Wednesday nights, during the week, on Friday nights. I call a church the best health food restaurant on planet Earth.
Certainly lots of food for thought.
That's right.
You've been listening to Down to Business with Carbar Business Solutions. I've been your host, Jason Bell, and you've been listening to our presenter, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett from Carbar Business Solutions. Thank you so much, Cornelius, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, and same to you.
Carbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Carbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Carbar Biz, or carbaronline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters. See or hear you soon.